with. What's up?
We know how much this race means to Hendrick Motorsports, from qualifying all the way through, obviously, race day on Sunday. Is there extra pressure from the shop, from just in general around the team, going into this weekend compared to the rest of the season, just knowing how much success Rick and his cars have had here?
Grab the mic.
Oh, I got to talk into the mic.
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
And make this
just
difficult.
Getting, just getting it out.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's extra pressure for the 500 because it's the Daytona 500. It's not like an internal thing. It's not from Mr. H or Jeff Gordon or anybody. Like, obviously, they want to win the race as well, but it's just the Daytona 500, right? Like, the magnitude of this event kind of creates that pressure more than anything. Yeah, it's just a huge event, right? Like, it's everybody knows what the Daytona 500 is. The amount of people here is always insane. Gosh, I can remember there have been mornings here, like Sunday mornings, where, you know, we turn into zoo animals and kind of get carted around all of our appearances. And there's been so many people that, like, were late to all our appearances and can't, like, physically get to and from places quickly enough just from the amount of people. So, it's just a crazy event, right? Like, it's our Super Bowl. So it means a lot. We've been close, so hopefully we can make it happen this year. A button push. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't think it changes much. I think I've continued to, like, improve my racing stuff on the super speedways. Feel like we've done a better job lately. Our race cars have gotten better, so looking forward to another 500.
How much sleep did you lose over the button push?
Not a lot. You know, it's kind of one of those, like, you can't do anything about it situations. And, yeah, I mean, it was what it was, right? Like, we unfortunately didn't win. And, you know, at least a teammate won. And obviously 1-2 in the 500 is really cool for Hendrick Motorsports. And hopefully this year we can be on the other side of it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know what we do or don't have for qualifying tonight, but definitely I've had a lot of really good race cars down here. So, yeah, just trying to capitalize on that.
Each 500 seems to have its own personality.
Yeah.
Going to this one, what stands out as an objective that you can be like, okay, if we accomplish this and avoid the wrecks, we'll be in position?
Yeah, I mean, avoiding the wrecks and control, like, capitalizing on the things that you can control, maintaining track position is certainly changed with the fuel saving stuff. Next gen car doesn't really, like, there's not, can't go from the back to the front like you used to be able to. So a lot of things have changed in how the race plays out. But yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how the race flows. I think it's important to get stage points, obviously, because it's high likelihood you're going to crash in the final stage. So if you have zero stage points and you crash, you leave this place pretty sad. So hopefully we can avoid that.
Danny mentioned a similar thing in terms of not being able to go from the back to the front anymore.
Yeah.
And for him, he said that makes qualifying for the 500 more important than ever. Do you see it through that same lens?
I do. I just, for whatever reason, like, when the pace gets wicked up, the third lane dies, and it's too far around for the cup cars now, and so the bottom two lanes are, they kind of move around a little bit, but, like, you don't have that, like, when it gets fast, the three and four wide stuff, so that just kind of eliminates opportunity for the most part. So, but there is a lot of opportunity at other times, like when everybody's out there saving fuel and stuff like that, so. It's just different than it used to be, and having track position at the end is certainly key.
You got to work with Greg Ives here, a couple of Daytona 500s. He's on the box for Justin Allgaier in the JRM entry as they're trying to make the race. What do you feel like Greg may bring to that deal, and how cool is it for you as somebody who took over when Dale stepped out of the seat to see a JRM car in the 500 this year?
Yeah, it's super cool. Obviously, you know, Greg was a huge part of my career, and so was Dale. So excited for Justin. I know it's not his first 500, but seeing him back at the Daytona 500 in a cup car, and Dale and Kelly having a cup car, it's pretty cool. So Greg's going to bring a lot to that program, a lot of knowledge and experience, and a lot of front rows at the Daytona 500. So we know that thing will go fast. Yep.
Victory lane, all the stats trending in the right direction. How do you look at this year?
Yeah, we just need to keep that going. I feel like we're in a good spot and have a good group around me. So looking forward to the challenge this year and seeing where we stack up, really. Like, until you get going, it's kind of hard to say. Like, the sport ebbs and flows so much. Like, you never know who's going to have what when a season starts. But looking forward to seeing where we're at and going from there. Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely important. You know, last year we were obviously really good in the 500 and then went to Atlanta, and I don't think we made a whole lap. We crashed on lap one. So we'll just have to wait and see how things go and obviously focus on the things that we can control and kind of go from there.
As you mentioned, Atlanta, that's the first race we broadcast. Last year, not so great, but what do you think of the racing down there?
Yeah, I mean, as drivers, I don't think any of us are going to be like, yeah, another super speedway. But at the same time, you know, in the fall, I was really happy with my race car. We had a great day, a great start to the playoffs there, and we were really fast. So I had fun then. So hopefully it's more of that, and we can be strong again.
Two different drivers today were asked, who is the most underrated driver? Who's better than he ever gets credit for? And you were named by both of them. Do you kind of feel like that? I mean,
Well, I certainly appreciate people saying that. You know, I think for me, like, I've had a lot of success, but I've also had, you know, down years where things haven't gone how I want them to or how the team wants them to. So I've been on both sides of it for sure. And I think, you know, we ended at a good point last year, obviously through a lot of BS, and hopefully we're on the good side of all that. But yeah, I don't want to call myself underrated. I just want to go out and win races, and I would rather prove it than say it. But you know, just got to go do that. I have no idea. I think it sounded cool. I mean, I love William. He's the babyface assassin. Like, he's got so many good nicknames that you can call him. I don't think William realizes this, but he's like a little brother that I never had, even though he's, you know, had more success than me lately. It's been a lot of fun kind of coming into Hendrick Motorsports with him. You know, being around and honestly, like, watching his evolution as a driver. I like William a lot. Like, he's one of my favorite people in the garage. It's really fun to pick on him. Sometimes he doesn't like it so much, especially when you say you got the cheat codes on iRacing from him. He really didn't like that. I knew it was a joke. Twitter didn't. I don't know. We can come up with more nicknames for him if you want, though. Babyface Assassin. You think William Byron's ever had dirt under his fingernails? that was mean. William is a hell of a race car driver, and I don't mean this to sound condescending. I just don't think you're going to find a nickname that makes him gritty and tough. It's Willie B, man. He's aggressive and fast and great, but knowing him as well as I do outside of the race car, like, you can't give him a tough nickname.
Well,
that's another terrible nickname.
I mean,
like,
if you're gonna compare
Yeah, I don't think you can get, for the record, you can't give me a tough nickname either. Like, I don't know. This is really going downhill. This is not, Twitter's going to be mad at me because I didn't call William tough. Yeah, I don't know what to do with my hands. Yeah, well, that's because he's like not that guy that looks tough, but then he goes out and absolutely kicks your ass, right? Like, yeah, so. Yeah.
But he had that mustache.
The mustache. Maybe if William had a mustache.
Listen, Gordon won the championship once he got rid of the
mustache. Yeah. You think we could get William to grow a mustache?
Can he grow a mustache?
I'm sure he can. Oh, let's do it. I think somebody here should start a Twitter poll that, like, yes or no, should William grow a mustache? And the answer is obviously going to be yes, because people want to peer pressure people into doing stuff like that, and it'd be great. Yeah, are we going to talk about the NASCARs or no? Yeah. Yeah, I'm still thinking about how mad Twitter is going to be at me that I said William's not tough. yeah. Honestly, I think we were streaky to start the year. Like, we had streaks of really good runs and kind of fell off a little bit early summer. Then we won. But when the playoffs hit, like, we were able to step up and find another level and execute at a really high level for the rest of the year. The last couple probably don't look like it on paper because we had some issues, but you know, we were really as good as anybody during the playoffs. Like, we were in contention to win right after that penalty, which would have put us into the final round if we would have made that happen. And, we're capable of running at that level. And I think we showed that. So we need to continue to step up and continue to evolve. We need to run like that all year instead of just the last 10. But I thought we were definitely in a good place.
Both.
It's just a lot of effort, right? Like, everybody's working really hard, and everybody in the Cup garage is working really hard. Every driver here works their butt off these days. So, just trying to, for me, like, I feel like I just got to work harder than the next guy, right? And continue that and continue to improve, continue to learn, continue to try to lead my team in the right direction and go from there.
This question aside, how long do you think it takes before people start asking you, your future and all the doom and gloom stories?
It started two months ago. It never ended. When's it going to end? No, it's that's never going to end. That's been my entire career, and just got to go win some races.
Can you success? I mean, you've done well, obviously, but can you put that out of your head?
I mean, I'm so used to it at this point, right? Like, it's just kind of part of driving race cars for me. So, that's just part of it. And, obviously I drive for Hendrick Motorsports. Like, we have really high expectations every week and, just need to go operate at that level.
How important is it to kind of have a full season, like you were saying, to show things
good? Oh, it won't. Like, nothing will. We won four races in 21 and it was still going on. So, to me, it's just like continuing to go execute, right? Like, not letting that stuff get in the way. And, that stuff blew up at the beginning of the playoffs last year and we continued to go execute. Like, we had the Charlotte penalty and the next week we went out and contended for the win. Like, we've never been a team that has had the outside been able to slow us down. Like, if anything, we've been able to use it as motivation and, I think we're in a good spot. Well, I guess we're going to pass the fans more, so it'll be better. Other than that, it's a world-class racetrack that we're only going to use half of now.
Does that bum you? Because, I was fortunate to take a McLaren around there once. And
yeah. Yeah, obviously we still get we still get to use a lot of really cool racetrack, and I get that the caution laps are way too long. Like, you could just use the cut through under caution probably if you wanted to. So I'm not happy about it, right? Like, because I'm a selfish race car driver and feel like I run really well there, and I want to use the whole racetrack because that's what we've done and been successful with. But, you know, I think we can still go there and be really strong. Talking to SVG, because he ran that course, I think that cut through, they're going to have to change it a little bit or pave it or something, because he said it was not good. But, yeah, it'll change into turn 12 being that huge passing zone with that huge braking moment. You watch the next-gen cars. It's so cool. They come down the hill, and you feel like you're carrying the rear tires off the ground because the cars get so unstable. So we're going to lose that, which is a bummer. But, you know, we'll make the most of it and hopefully be strong. No. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Middle of the race, it's so important to run with OEMs. Now, do you have a cheat sheet? How do you prepare to know? Because due to wraps during the season, they may not look the same.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's that. There's probably not as much of that anymore as there was a couple years ago. But, you know, I feel like I've certainly seen it, right? Like the three OEMs all kind of run with each other. And we'll just have to wait and see how the race plays out. Like, it's not like there's a line of Chevys and a line of Fords and a line of Toyotas. Like, we're all intermixed between each other. And, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see.
Until the caution start flying.
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to work with guys that you know you can count on. That gives you your best chance at winning. So just trying to know who you can, like, who is going to go with you or who's going to make the right moves and who you can trust is really important. Okay.
Did you guys ever race the vets?
No. No. I think Mr. Hendricks blew up a couple times on the dyno, and I realized I was going to lose pretty badly, so we just stopped talking about it, and hopefully he forgot.
I didn't forget.
Yeah.
And when you're ready to retire, I got an AARP
okay.
Form for you.
Good to know.
Hey, off the record.
Yeah. Trivia question about me.
Yeah.
You can't
what,
be good.
Do you know what your starting position here is? It's an average start position since you've been at Hendrick Motorsport.
Like 3 point something.
Better.
2 point something?
2.29.
Yeah. I guess because you're taking last year's, not as where we qualified.
Right.
It's where we actually started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah. What does that mean? That's pretty good. Pretty good mark.
What's
right?
The average finish though? Not good enough.
Well, okay. We'll work on that this
yeah,
year.
Yeah. Right? We gotta keep working on that one. Sweet. Am I good?